suntan lotion is good for me. You protect me. Tee-hee-hee. Oh, the sun tries to burn me, but you won't let it, will ya? Ultraviolet rays, bad. Lotion, good. Smiley.
There's something important I was supposed to do today.
Have 5 daiquiris?
You remember to do that.
Man, why did I have so many drinks? I can't remember. What's today?
October?
It's Fruity Magazine Day! Yeah!
Look at what we got here. That silly penguin is back again.
No, Mr. Madison, they're not penguins. You got too much sun today. They're no penguins.
It's too damn hot for a penguin to be just walking around here.
I gotta send them back to the South Pole.
Treat you real respectable-like.
There's nothing to worry about, big fella.
Here I come!
Right this way, gentlemen. Mr. Madison is expecting you.
Shall we? Leg.
Billy, you know you shouldn't be pulling that crap in front of your father's business associates. Now you get yourself upstairs and get ready. Dinner's in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Don't yeah me, boy. This is a very important dinner. You best be there.
I will. Thank you, Juanita.
You gotta dress yourself up and look nice, too.
Oh, that boy's a fine piece of work, all right.
He's a fine piece of ass, though, too.
It's my understanding that you're in the same place.
last time I talked to you, right?
Where the hell is he? I'm starving.
I ate some Triscuit crackers in the car. You should have had some.
Well, maybe if you told me there were delicious Triscuit crackers, I could have enjoyed them with you.
I'm sorry.
Well, sorry doesn't put the Triscuit crackers in my stomach. Now, does it, Carl?
Gentlemen, I'm sorry to have kept you waiting. Well, have you all met? Eric Gordon, my executive vice president, and our operations manager, Carl Alphonse. Sit down, gentlemen, sit down.
Beautiful table. Good seeing you, sir. Quiet.
Where's Billy?
Juanita said he'd be down in a few minutes.
I'm sure you'll all be very impressed.
Shampoo is better. I go on first and clean the hair. Conditioner is better. I leave the hair silky and smooth. Oh, really, fool. Really. Stop looking at me, Swan.
Hey, Carl, what's up?
Nothing much, Billy. I see you got a little sun today.
Oh, yeah, you think so? I fell asleep by the pool for a few hours.
Did you fall asleep or did you pass out?
Shut up!
That's enough, Billy. Because you took your own sweet-ass time coming down here tonight, these gentlemen are going to miss their last flights home.
Well, this guy can stay in my room, I'll tell you that much.
Billy, eat your soup.
It's good soup.
Well, gentlemen, I can't thank you enough for coming out here this evening. Please, Billy, please, no gibberish tonight, please, I beg you.
Sorry, Daddy.
This is a big night for me tonight, gents. I have an important announcement to make.
That's
it, Billy, get the hell out of here!
Ole, calatisse.
Nice talking to you, Billy.
Hey, Billy, how come you ain't pounding any tonight?
I don't know. My dad was yelling at me. I'm just not in the mood.
Hey, Billy, who would you rather bone? Meg Ryan or Jack Nicholson?
Jack Nicholson now or 1974?
74.
Meg Ryan.
Go!
Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go!
Billy is not an idiot.
Well, I'm not saying he's an idiot. I just think he might not be mature enough to run a Fortune 500 company.
My late wife, Emily, and I started this company with a 15-unit motel in Patchogue, Long Island. We built it into 650 hotels. Our dream was to one day turn it over to our only son, Billy.
Carl, how many people work for Madison?
61,000 and change.
Now, how long are those people going to have jobs once Billy has the hotel operator speaking gibberish?
Oh, Billy, Billy boy, when are you going to find whatever it is you're looking for?
Here's a nice piece of shit.
My, oh, my. Wait till old man Clemens realizes it's a bag of shit.
He's gonna shit when he realizes it's shit. Who got the lighter?
Light it.
Oh, my God, old man Clemens hates shit.
Here he comes.
What the hell is it? What do you want? Sure, this priest barber is one of those flaming bags again.
Don't put it out with your boots, Tad.
Don't tell me my business, devil woman. Call the fire department. Oh. This one's out of control.
He called the shit poop.
This is the best night of my life.
I'll get you damn kids for this. You're all gonna die.
Billy, could you step in here for a moment?
I have big news.
Eric is pregnant. Congratulations, Yippee! Oh,
Billy's kicks. He's gonna be a soccer player.
He is.
All right, what's up?
I've had to face some hard truths tonight, Billy.
Dad, do we have to do this with Captain Dipshit here?
You were brought up with every advantage. I bought you everything. Toys, cars, vacations, clothes.
Actually, I stole this shirt from Frank.
Yeah, well, whatever. It's all my fault. I made a mistake.
What? Are you some damned moron? I mean, can't you just stop for 2 seconds? I'm trying to tell you that I'm retiring.
And Eric, not you, is going to take over Madison Hotels.
Eric? You're going to give the company to Eric? He is a bad, bad man.
What do you care, Billy? I mean, what do you care who I appoint to run the company, huh? I mean, I'm doing you a favor. You don't ever have to look for a job.
Yeah, now you can sit around here all day, goofing off, sipping drinks, chasing invisible penguins.
Is that it, Dad? Did the penguin tell you to do this?
Penguin? What an idiot.
You know, I could help Billy until he gets the hang of it.
I think Crazy Carl is right. I mean, I can do this if I set my mind to it. High school was a pain in the ass, but I graduated.
You graduated because I paid your teachers to give you decent grades. I've regretted it every day since. I thought at the time that if you could get good grades, you might get into a good college and straighten yourself out.
I don't believe that.
Well, what do you believe? That you were an honor student? I mean, how could I hand over my company to someone who couldn't even get through school on his own?
I don't know. Don't think about it. Just hand it over.
Forget it. Well, listen, don't you think you better go up to bed?
Hmm?
Big day tomorrow. A day filled with daiquiris and Nintendos and jack-off magazines and...
Dad!
Yeah, what?
Give me one more chance. I'll prove I can take over. I'll do anything it takes. I'll go back to high school and take the exams again, and I'll get my diploma all by myself.
Billy, it wasn't just high school. Do you remember that spelling bee you won in the first grade?
Hmm? Oh, no, you didn't.
Rock. R-O-K.
Yeah, so what's your point?
R-O-C-K!
The C is silent. Okay, all right. All right, you got it. First grade through 12th grade, all over again. I'll do each grade in 2 weeks, take the test, regraduate, prove to you I'm not an idiot, and then I get to take over Madison Hotels.
Huh. That's some idea. You just think of that?
Yeah, I did.
Huh?
It's pretty good, huh?
Hmm.
Brian, don't you think the future of Madison Hotels and its 61,000 employees is too important to gamble on a game like this?
No. You're on. Carl, you make the arrangements. You pass every grade before June 15th. You take over instead of Eric. Have a nice weekend, son. You start school on Monday.
Oh!
Jim Hellbill.
Nice try, asswipe, but you're just delaying the inevitable.
I'll run the gun for you and so much more.
Where's my snack pack?
You've got a banana. You don't need no snack pack.
You know I like snack pack. Why can't you just give me a snack pack?
I thought that was your snack pack.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
Bill, you're going to miss the bus.
Yeah, you better get your beautiful buns up that driveway.
What a weirdo.
Oh, back to school. Back to school. To prove to Dad that I'm not a fool. I got my lunch packed up, my boots tied tight. I hope I don't get in a fight. Oh, back to school. Back to school. Back to school. Well, here goes nothing. Hi, how you doing?
Fine.
Are you going to class today, too?
I'll be going to class to teach. How about you?
I'll be going to learn.
You must be Billy Madison.
Yes, I am.
Don't you think it's a little pathetic that just because of who your father is, you get to come to school all over again?
Yes, I do.
As long as you know.
Well, all right.
Hey, mister, guess what I have for breakfast?
What?
Beans.
Scotty likes beans, don't you, Scotty?
Hey, how you doing?
Listen, both of them. Quiet down, my special people. I want you all to meet our new friend, Billy. Can everyone say hello to Billy?
Hello, Billy.
Hi.
Billy is going to be sharing our fun and learning for the next 2 weeks. Billy is special, just like each and every one of you. And what do we do to our special people?
All right.
Billy, why don't you take a seat right up front here? And we can start story time.
You got a misshaped head.
Thank you.
The Puppy Who Lost His Way by Chrissy Taylor. Mm-hmm. One fine morning, a puppy popped his puppy paws out of his puppy house. This was no ordinary puppy. This puppy was the happiest puppy in the whole world. In fact, his name was Happy. Happy looked through the bushes.
I'll never let you get lost again,
cried the little boy, who was so happy that he gave Happy a kiss on his wet little puppy nose. The end.
Whoa, Miss Lippy. The part of the story I don't like is that the little boy gave up looking for Happy after an hour. He didn't put posters up or anything. He just sat on the porch like a goon and waited. That little boy's got to think you got a pet. You got a responsibility. If your dog is lost, you don't look for an hour then call it quits. You get your ass out there and you find that fucking dog.
I think it's time to play dodgeball.
Hey,
Billy, what are you doing back?
I'm out.
Well, that just means you stay off to the side until the new game starts.
Oh, no, that's okay. I'm kind of tired anyways. I'll just sit here and color or something.
Billy, dodgeball time is a special time. Not just for you boys and girls, but for Miss Blippi, too.
So stay outside.
In big trouble.
Bet that snack pack's pretty good. Want to trade me the rest of it for this banana? You know how badly I can beat you, right?
Mortal Kombat on Sega Genesis is the best video game ever.
I disagree. It's a very good game, but I think Donkey Kong is the best game ever.
Donkey Kong sucks.
You know something? You suck.
Number one, now the song has just begun. With a rum-tum-tattle of old Jump Rattle. Hey, what country folk we be. Number two, roosters crow. Cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo. With a rum-tum-tattle of old Jump Rattle. Hey, what country folk we be. Number three, I like you and you like me.
I'm in the corner. Oh, I don't want to be there. Wait up.
Sorry, no, go ahead. Get on the bus. I'll send Timmy along just a minute.
Oh. Hey, that's very nice of you to pick up your little brother here at school.
Oh, he's not my brother. He's my son.
You got to be kidding me.
Mom, that's Billy. He's in my class. I heard he's retarded or something.
Son's got a very creative mind. Maybe someday he'll make Mommy and Daddy a lot of money.
Daddy's in prison, and he won't be home for a long time.
My dear Lord. Yeah, well, I gotta get going right now. I gotta get on the bus. I ride the bus for the city and watch the bus drivers. Kind of this program they got to make sure they turn the wheels right.
Billy, you forgot your stuff. Come on, honey.
Thank you very much, Miss Lippy!
Yes.
Ryan Madison for you.
Tell him I'm out to lunch.
Billy Madison. A buffoon. And yet, a threat to my eventual takeover of this company. A menace. And what do we do with a menace? We eliminate it. We eliminate Billy Madison.
Trisha Labonte?
Here.
Scotty Logan?
Here.
Billy Madison?
Look at all this milk. You want some of this milk?
That milk belongs to that classroom.
Oh, they don't got to know about it. It could be our milk.
No milk will ever be our milk.
Ooh, that wasn't very nice. How about you, Sideburns? You want some of this milk?
Rather have a beer.
I drew the duck blue because I've never seen a blue duck before, and to be honest with you, I wanted to see a blue duck.
Well, it's an excellent blue duck. Congratulations. You just passed the first grade.
Oh, Miss Slippy, that's so great. What do you think of that, Mr. Blue Duck?
That's quacktastic.
You're welcome, buddy.
Well, this is great. When I graduated first grade, all my father did was tell me to get a job. Hey, you want to feed that donkey some beer? Get it all messed up?
Maybe later.
I'll go put some beer in a bucket.
Okay.
Hey there, Mr. Graduate. How's it going? Go!
So he's passed first grade and he's moved on to second. Whoop-de-doo. Any more information, Rollo?
Billy likes to drink soda. Miss Lippy's car is green.
And now we have just two students left. Bath.
Bath. B-A-T-H. Bath.
Correct.
Bath, that's a little easy. Why don't you just give her the trophy?
Cheese.
Cheese. C-H-E-E-S-E.
Cheese.
Correct.
Couch.
Couch.
C. O-W?
No!
No, I'm sorry, that's not right. Well, Billy, if you spell this correctly, you pass second grade.
Couch. C. Cow. Cow. C-O-R. Are you going to the mall later? That's what I'm asking.
No, I am not going to the mall. Keep spelling, mister.
C-O-U-C-H?
Correct.
I am the smartest man alive!
So you have a stupid party every time he passes a grade?
You know, everybody's having a good time but you.
Spoiled snap. Get out of here. Let me ask you something, Carl. You started here, what, 25 years ago? Night bellboy at the Philadelphia Madison? After all your hard work, how would you feel working for some punk kid like Billy?
Could be worse.
Jeez, that's nice.
so nervous. I mean, first and second grade were easy, but social studies, division, this is going to be tough.
Relax, dude.
Jackpot.
Good morning, class.
Good morning, Miss Vaughn.
We're going to start today by reading together a short story entitled My Sister Fanny. Quiet. Okay, so let's all open up our Reading is Fun books to page 69.
69.
Class. Say hello to Billy Madison.
Hello, Billy Madison.
Billy is a nuisance. He will be gone in 2 weeks. I apologize for this inconvenience.
Geez, what's up her butt?
What was that, Billy?
I said reading is good. Can we start the story now?
Dan, you may begin.
Today, Junior.
Making fun of a little kid for trying to read. Are you psycho? Do you not have a soul?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I've been physically abused in the ear.
You keep your mouth shut for the next 2 weeks or I'm going to fail you. End of story.
I see your lips moving, but I can't make out your words. I'm deaf! Oh, Miranda, come on.
So hot. Want to touch the hiney?
So you know that girlie I've been chasing? Turns out she's my third grade teacher. The first thing she does is kick me out of her class.
Maybe she feels she has to make an example of you. Or maybe she's got something up her ass.
That's what I said.
Poor Billy.
I'm so depressed.
You want me to take my shirt off for you?
No, thank you.
Okay, baby. But remember, the offer is on the table.
Oh, yes. Oh, my. Oh, God, yes. Lordy.
Billy Madison.
Huh?
Would you like to try writing some words in cursive on the blackboard today?
Okay, sure.
Okay, how about the word dugout? Okay, good. How about bunt?
Bunt. B-U-N-T. In perfect cursive. Any more brain busters?
Risotto.
Z.
Rarudo?
Those are Z's.
They look like R's to me.
That's not fair. Rizzuto is not a word. He's a baseball player. You're cheating.
Would you like to try the word buzz?
I hate cursive and I hate all of you. I'm never coming back to school. Never!
I swear to God I'm sick. I can't go to school.
If you're going to stay home today, you can help me shave my armpits.
Oh, my God. I'll go to school.
What's going on?
Miss Vaughn's sick.
please take your seats.
Who's that guy?
Principal Anderson.
As you can tell, Miss Vaughn is not feeling well today, so I'll be taking her place. But don't get your hopes up, because I plan on teaching, so I hope you plan on learning. Now, who can tell me where we are in our social studies reader? Yes? Michael? Excuse me, what's that in your hand? Bring that note up to me. Now, let's see what couldn't wait till after class. We're so lucky to have Principal Anderson substituting. Now we have the privilege of staring at that tub of lard all day long. If I were him, I would walk my fat ass right into oncoming traffic.
Oh, man, Billy, I just thought of the funniest thing. Billy? Where's Billy?
He's in school, man.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of missed Miss Vaughn today.
Why, do you like her or something?
No! Why, she says she likes me?
Not to me.
Well, let's find out.
Hello? Is this Miss Vaughn? Oh, hi, it's Ernie from class. Miss Vaughn, do you have a boyfriend?
No. Ask her if she likes anybody from class, like, more than a friend.
Miss Vaughn, do you, like anybody in class more than a friend? Miss Vaughn, would you, ever go out with anybody from class?
You see, Ernie, grown-ups like to go out with other grown-ups.
What about Billy?
You're more of a grown-up than Billy.
I'll give you a grown-up.
What was that, Ernie?
Nothing. See you tomorrow in class, Miss Vaughn.
You blew it!
I dare you to throw your sandwich at the bus driver.
Do it.
Come
on. Hey, who threw that?
I'll turn this damn bus around. That'll end your precious little field trip pretty damn quick, huh?
Hey, I'm trying to score points for the teacher today. Don't screw it up!
I dare you to touch her boob.
Touch her boobs?
That's assault, brother.
You double dare me?
Miss Vaughn.
How long till we get there? I have to go to the bathroom.
Probably about 10 minutes.
Sorry about that. Damn guy drives like an animal.
Huh? That's all right, Billy. Why don't you go back and sit down now?
Okay.
I double dare you.
That, I accident, mistake, tit.
Go sit down. Now.
Yes.
Yeah, here we go again. Another treat from the road. Brand great banana. Trick of the day. Great.
What is a horseshoe? What does a horseshoe do? Are there any horse talks? Is anybody listening to me?
Anyways, Miss Vaughn, I am sorry about what happened back there, but you have to admit, I've been trying to be good lately.
Well, you're not the first person that's tried to grab my chest.
Ooh.
Anyways, I'm really trying not to hold you to a higher standard than the rest of the students. Although maybe I should. You are, what, 50?
No, it's just that the other kids kind of look up to me, and I don't want them to think I'm a coward.
Oh, don't worry about it. Next week, you can have another bunch of kids to impress and another teacher to annoy.
I don't want to annoy another teacher, Miss Vaughn. I want to annoy you.
Miss Vaughn!
Somebody stole all our lunches.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
I'll tell you who took those lunches. That damn Sasquatch.
Well, I guess that's it. Okay, everybody, back on the bus. Hey, what's with Ernie?
I don't know. I'll be right back. Hey, Ernie. What's up?
Nothing.
You falling in love with the wall or something?
I had an accident.
You had an accident? What does that mean? Goo! Oh, I know. Okay. Don't worry, buddy. You hang tight. I'll be right back.
Everybody, Billy peed his pants.
Of course I peed my pants. Everybody my age pees their pants. It's the coolest.
Really?
Yes, you ain't cool unless you pee your pants.
Wow.
Hey, man, Ernie pees pants too.
All right.
If peeing your pants is cool, consider me Miles Davis.
Oh, that was the grossest thing I've ever heard in my life. Let's go.
Get on the bus here. Move it. Get up there. Kyle, 1, 2, 5, 7. Move it or lose it. Get on the bus.
Hi, Miss Vaughn. Nice to see you. That Veronica Vaughn is one piece of ace. I know from experience, dude. You know what I mean?
No, you don't.
Well, not me personally, but a guy I know. Him and her got it on. Woo-wee!
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't. But you can imagine what it'd be like if they did, right? Huh? Huh? Everybody on? Good. Great. Grand. Wonderful. No yelling on the bus.
Billy passed the third grade. Oh, what a glorious day.
Okay. Yeah.
Look, she came.
And she came, too.
Hey. queen is yours.
Thanks.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
man. Oh, my God.
Snack Pack, you're the coolest.
Well, those should last you through the weekend.
Thank you very much.
Looks like Billy is on the right track now.
Yeah, he's on track, all right. He's headed right down the toilet.
Easy. So you still don't think Billy's going to make it?
Trust me, Carl, baby. I know he's not going to make it.
Excuse me, Chrissy.
Who will help me destroy Billy Madison? Who?
You know, that was really sweet the way you helped Ernie out yesterday.
You would have done the same for me.
So what's it like being back in school?
I don't know. I kind of feel like an idiot sometimes. Although I am an idiot, so it kind of works out.
Is it just you and your dad in here?
Well, actually, no. There's Juanita and some maids and butlers and stuff. And people who work for my dad are always stopping by. And then my friends are always sleeping over, even when I didn't ask them to.
Sounds like a hotel.
Yeah, it kind of is. It can be distracting. That's why I moved out here.
Wow.
This is where I've been spending most of my time lately.
Not exactly roughing it, are you?
Those are, they come with a tent. So.
A Tale of Two Cities. I don't think we're up to that one yet.
I can understand 9 words in that book now.
So, it's, the last day of third grade. And you have the teacher alone in your tent. What do you want to do?
Well, I can think of 3 things I'd like to do.
Mm-hmm.
One would involve some ice cubes. And a 9-iron. 2 would include a buffalo.
Really?
Live or stuffed. Preferably stuffed for safety's sake. 3, we'd bring back some of those ice cubes. Let's switch it over to a pitching wedge.
How you guys doing?
Hey! Carl! Good to see you! This is Veronica, my teacher. That's Carl.
Very pleased to meet you. Bill, I think Eric is up to something.
Who's Eric?
Oh, he works for my dad, too. He gets the company if I screw up. He's a douchebag.
He made some menacing comments to me earlier today, and then he did that little weasel laugh that he does.
Oh, yeah. How's that laugh go again?
You know.
Hey, that's very good. It sounded just like him.
Thanks. Well, I'm sure he's got something up his sleeve.
Thanks, buddy.
No problem.
Talk about why that is. We all know what a census is. Much like a census.
Oh, yeah, pick it up and
give
it. Oh,
you want some of
it? Oh, my dear Lord! Never leave me open, son, because I'm going to hit it every time. You want some more of that? I didn't think so!
It's easy as one.
All right, stop before I throw up.
Hey, Billy, you want to go play soccer with us after school?
No, I got a test on Friday. I'll play with you guys next week.
Next week you'll be in ninth grade.
Yeah, high school.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You aren't going to want to hang around with a bunch of dumb elementary school kids like us anymore.
That's not true. I'll come and visit you guys all the time.
Yeah, it's your girlfriend.
Customer, Sloppy Joe's. I made them extra sloppy for you. I know how you kids like them sloppy.
Lady, you're scaring us.
Do you know where the bathroom is?
Second door on the left.
Hey, Tommy, how about a little bathroom reading? I have the August 1983 issue of Wrestling World here. There's a terrific article about a wrestler named the Revolting Blob. Do you know something? He kind of looks like someone I know.
Where'd you get that?
Oh, I have a subscription. Gee, I'm a bad guy. He threw one opponent out of the ring and hit a bunch of senior citizens. Boy, this wacko looks familiar.
What do I care about some stupid, phony wrestling guy?
My God. In June 1983, he sat on some guy's head and killed him.
It was just a stunt! He was supposed to pinch my leg if he was running short of air.
Well, this guy's sitting on everyone's head and everything. I wonder how he had time to get his teaching degree.
No. No, you can't do that to me. Those kids are my whole life.
So you wouldn't want anything to happen that would make them think less of you, right? Max? Max? You ready to cooperate with me?
Yeah.
Madison Hotels is as good as mine!
So now the cell's happy, but there are these other molecules saying, hey, we'd like some energy too. And it uses its own pigment molecule, chlorophyll, to carry out the action. This does not make the ribosomes happy. And poor chlorophyll is caught in the middle of this.
Chlorophyll? More like borophyll. Right?
He's a little bit stuffy in here, huh?
Don't talk to me.
And why is that?
Because you're a loser.
I don't know from these ribosomes. And chlorophyll helps a chloroplast.
No, I will not make out with you. Did you hear that? This girl wants to make out with me in the middle of class? You got chlorophyll man up there talking about God knows what. All she's talking about is making out with me. I'm here to learn, everybody, not to make out with you. Go on with the chlorophyll.
O'Doyle rules.
Thanks a lot, O'Doyle. Nice meeting you.
Wait till they start with the wedgies.
Yeah, you ought to start cutting your underwear before you get to school.
so it rips easier.
I see. Who are you guys?
We're the guys everybody used to pick on before you started here.
Oh, no, they ain't picking on me. They just give me a hard time because I'm the new guy and a little first day hazing.
Are you in loser denial or something?
I had a bad case of loser denial myself. Until a lacrosse team stuck a parking cone up my ass.
Okay. Loser? I ain't no loser. I was the king of this high school. 100 friends, 1,000,000 parties. You guys are losers, not me.
And that is what a prime member is.
I figured I got 4:30 and I'll shoot down and say hi to you guys.
How's high school, Billy?
Yeah, how's high school?
Oh, high school is great. I mean, I'm learning a lot. And all the kids are treating me very nice. It's great.
Gee, I can't wait till I go to high school.
Don't you say that. Don't you ever say that. Stay here. Stay as long as you can. For the love of God, cherish it.
Jennifer, why don't you try reading out loud for a minute, okay?
You gotta cherish it. You do. I don't understand it. I mean, 10 years ago, high school was the greatest. I had so much fun.
Well, I guess you had a little too much fun since you've got to do it again.
I know. Just that classes are so hard and all the kids treat me like I'm a goof.
Well, you are a goof. Suck it up. 8 more weeks and you're all set.
Yeah, you're right. You're so smart. I gotta go, okay?
Okay. Oh, Billy, wait. It doesn't feel so great to be called a loser, does it?
No.
Maybe the first time you went to high school, you weren't as nice to the kids that you thought were losers.
I know what you're saying. You're so smart.
Hello?
Hi, is this Danny McGrath? The Danny McGrath that graduated from Nib High School in 1984?
Yeah. Who's this?
This is Billy Madison. You probably don't remember me, but I went to high school with you. I kind of gave you a hard time back then, and I did some things that I thought were funny at the time, but now I realize they were just mean and stupid, and just wanted to apologize, and I hope you forgive me.
Yeah, sure. Don't worry about it. It's no problem.
Wow, well, that's great. Well, I am sorry, and maybe we can get together sometime and have some coffee or something.
Sure, I'd like that.
Okay, well, I'll see you around.
Okay. Bye.
Yourself, moron.
Oh my God, that is funny!
Next on News 9, a shocking story of power and corruption involving a hotel tycoon. How his 27-year-old millionaire son cheated his way through elementary school. Stay tuned.
What the hell?
And now maybe it's somebody else.
My name is Max Anderson, and I am the principal at the Polyfector Elementary School. Recently, a young man named Billy Madison was enrolled there. During that time, Mr. Madison was disruptive. The only reason he passed was that he offered me a bribe of $5,000, which I regrettably accepted. I'm sorry, Billy.
That was Principal Max Anderson of Polyfector Elementary School with a devastating news...
Dad! He's lying!
You made a fool out of me. This was a mistake from the beginning.
Ryan, I've got some interim forecasts for you to...
Hey, why is everybody so glum?
You seriously don't believe me, Dad?
That's right. I seriously don't believe you. The deal's off. Eric's got the company.
Wow. Good news for me.
I can't believe this is happening right now.
What are you going to do? You going to come to class on Monday?
Wouldn't make much sense now, would it? Stupid idea in the first place.
What has happened to you?
We're gonna go on a date. You, me, Jack, and Frank are gonna go around putting shit on people's doorsteps, and we're gonna set it on fire.
Billy, why are you acting like this? I know that you didn't pay off Max.
Well, that makes two of us then, baby. But it takes more than two to tangle, or something like that. So let's go.
No, let's stay. And the three of you can lie dog shit on my living room floor. Come on, Billy, you can go there.
Talky, talky, talky. No more talky. You got a ladder in here? Oh. I see what's going on in here. So sorry to interrupt. Proceed.
Billy, you're losing your mind.
All right, boys, night out. Let's go.
I need to talk to you.
What's going on, man?
Ow!
I think Billy and his girlfriend are playing water polo or something.
Hey, maybe they're playing Marco Polo. Marco!
Polo! Jeez, that was a great game.
You know what? I got an idea for you. Instead of being an idiot every day, why don't you go back to school, graduate, and get the company?
Because I don't want it anymore.
Oh. What do you mean you don't want it anymore?
Do I got something coming out of my nose?
You know what? I can't believe I ever liked someone who could just roll over and die like this.
I ain't rolling over and dying. I was set up. And worst of all, nobody believes me.
I believe you, Billy. And I believe in you. You know, some people have no willpower, no brains, no vision. They just drift through life like lumps of crap.
What is she talking about?
And you have all those things. You're just afraid to use them. Don't be. You say you're not a loser, Billy Madison.
Yes,
I will go back to school and achieve victory.
No man will take what my father has built unless that man is me.
Don't I have a nice rack? Veronica, I thank you for beating the shit out of me. I see things so clearly now. I choose my destiny.
Oh, Billy, I knew you had it in you.
We're here to help you, Billy. Get back in school today. You gotta work real hard.
Hey, kids, it's me. I bet you thought that I was dead. But when I fell over, I just broke my leg and got a hemorrhage in my head.
There are obstacles in the way, but you never wish I would overcome. But you can't break a spirit and you can't give up.
Hello, kids.
Mr. Anderson, is that you?
Yes, actually, it is. This is just, this is... Normally, I don't allow children to be in my home without parental supervision, so why don't you just run on... Oh, boy. It sure is great to have all you kids come surprise me like this at my home, but...
Mr. Anderson, Billy said the stuff that you said didn't happen. Is he lying or are you lying?
Listen, kids, it's not always as simple as all that.
The statement I made about Billy Madison was and is completely untrue.
No.
I know now that I shall never escape my fate as the revolting blob.
No!
It's something I must learn to live with.
Joyce?
What a mess. First this psycho goes on TV, lies, then retracts it. And now Eric's secretary is in a coma. Carl, has anybody been able to find out anything about this Max guy?
No, sir, he's vanished. Nobody has any idea where he is.
Hmm. I believed in Billy all along,
sir. Oh, cut the horseshit. I know you blackmailed Max.
Take it easy, Billy. See, the things were going along great until this wrestling freak messed things up. Billy should get another shot at high school.
Hey, rules are rules. Billy was supposed to finish each grade within the 2 weeks or I get the company. And he didn't finish ninth grade.
Eric, certainly there are extenuating circumstances.
Extenuating, extenuating. We had a deal, a signed, written deal. Each grade, 2 weeks, or I get the company.
Well, technically you're right, but...
Oh, shut up, Brian. I've had to listen to your jawing for too long.
Well, technically...
Just shut up! Are you ready to hand the company over to me now?
No.
Then I'll see your ass in court.
Good.
Nice talking to you, shitheads.
Hey, Eric, how would you like to settle this right now? No lawyers. You and me, mano y mano.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? Carl, what does that mean?
I don't know.
It means an academic decathlon. One day, 10 events, testing all the knowledge one would gain in high school. Me versus you.
You're joking, right?
Let's take it a little easy here, Billy, huh?
No, I'm serious. Let's do it. Let's do it on Friday.
Let's do it.
Is that all right with you, Daddy?
Well, if you think you can beat him...
Oh, I can. And I will.
It's a deal.
I know it was you. You broke my heart.
Here's a trigonometry handout for the classes you missed.
This is last year's physics notes. It's the best I could do.
Thanks a lot, fellas. You're saving my life.
O'Doyle rules.
O'Doyle, I got a feeling your whole family's going down. But for now, I got to study.
Norman invasion of England.
1066.
That is correct. Magna Carta.
1215.
Spanish Armada.
1466. 67. 1469. 1514. 1981. 1986. Please do not do that. Come on, I swear. Just hang in there 1 second. Please, God, give me the answer!
Buenos días. Buenos tardes. Buenos noches.
Écoute, mon vieux, je n'apprendrai jamais à parler le français parce qu'il faut tirer des imbéciles. Ça n'a pas la peine de continuer cette conversation.
Slow down.
Écoute, mon vieux, tu n'apprendras jamais à parler français. Tu n'as pas de ce qu'il faut. Tu es un imbécile. Ça ne vaut pas la peine de continuer cette conversation.
Oh! Spanish Armada. 1588.
That is correct.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks to a generous donation by Mr. Madison to the Nib High School Library, I've been able to arrange for 10 different teachers to administer this academic decathlon in various courses of study. However, if there is any attempt by either contestant to cheat, especially with my wife, who is a dirty, dirty tramp, I am just going to snap. Do I make myself clear?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right, then. Let the academic decathlon begin.
Team All-American. Harvard trip.
Is that right?
Gross. Did you see that guy's balls?
Yeah, they were weird looking.
To be or not to be? That is the question. Whether it is nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune,
or to take arms against a sea of tremors,
and by opposing in them
to die.
Hey! Who rules?
O'Doyle rules!
O'Doyle rules!
O'Doyle rules!
O'Doyle rules!
Good afternoon, students. You've been invited here today to witness the 10th and final event in the competition between Mr. Eric Gordon and Mr. Billy Madison.
Yes!
As of this moment, Mr. Madison is ahead by 1 point. Each competitor will select the final category for his opponent. Mr. Madison will go first. Mr. Gordon, choose the topic. English literature, U.S. presidents, My Wife the Tramp, Burning Dog Poo and the Human Response, Reflections of Society and Literature,
Reflections of Society and Literature.
Good luck, Schmuck.
Mr. Madison, the Industrial Revolution changed the face of the modern novel forever. Discuss, citing specific examples.
Okay. The Industrial Revolution, to me, is just like a story I know called The Puppy Who Lost His Way. The world was changing, and the puppy was getting bigger. So you see, the puppy was like industry, in that they were both lost in the woods. And nobody, especially the little boy, society, knew where to find them. Except that the puppy was a dog. But the industry, my friends, that was a revolution. Mid High Football Rules!
Mr. Madison, what you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Okay, a simple wrong would have done just fine, but...
You remain 1 point ahead. Mr. Gordon, it is your turn. Mr. Madison, choose the topic.
I choose business ethics.
Mr. Gordon, the American business environment has fundamentally changed following the insider trading and savings and loan scandals. Explain business ethics and how they are applied today.
Ethics of business can be summarized in... ethics are, you know, the thing about ethics... That question was not fair! That was not in the reading! I demand a new question!
Take it easy, psycho. You blew it, you lose.
I ought to blow you away, you miserable.
Well, go ahead and do it.
Get off me!
No! Oh!
Man, I'm glad I called that guy.
Max, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. A little confused. Kind of sweaty. A little hungry. But all in all, I'm okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Well, what can I say? I graduated. It's over. I did it. I know most of you are saying, hey, any idiot could do that. Well, it was tough for me, so back off! Sorry about that.
Yeah, Hoop Dilly! Billy's number one! Yeah!
That's nice, buddy. Yahoo! Yahoo for school! Yahoo for me! Anyways, this hotel stuff really isn't for me. So I decided to step down as chairman of Madison Hotels and give the company to Carl.
I'm going to go to college. I'm going to be a teacher.
Peace, I'm out of here!
Daddy, what can I say? I
saved the day, I guess. I mean, Eric doesn't take over the company.
Are you sure this is what you want to do?
I'm sure, Dad, and thanks for everything.
Mac! What can I say, buddy? You saved my life.
You don't have to say anything. I'm so proud of you. I'm still horny.
All right, man. Horny, man. Yeah. All right.
You think he's horny? Give me the vision of soul, not song.
Soul is the
all in her.